All right, Donald Trump's approval rating is currently cratering among every single sector due to his failure to, number one, end any wars. Actually, new wars have started. Number two, his failure to secure any deals or cause any economic ease for the American people. And three, his recent mobilization of the National Guard and Marines has tanked his approval rating even more. Across every single sector, even immigration, which was the only place he was above water, he is struggling. Watch this clip, and then we'll break it down further.
I think the simple word here is hurt. It has hurt Donald Trump's popularity. You can see it right here. We have two new polls, Quinnipiac University, AP North. I got the prior poll for you on the screen. I got the now. This is the net approval rating. You could see this in Quinnipiac, minus 12 to minus 16. How about AP North? Minus 16 to minus 21. Awful, awful, awful for both of these pollsters. Where we are right now, both Quinnipiac and AP Newark, the worst for Donald Trump in this term so far.
There's more to this clip, but that is the worst thus far due to a combination of things. We are now learning that Trump's military crackdown is starting to dent his poll numbers. Polls show that American voters don't seem to enjoy the threat of military occupation. And if you watch my video this morning, MAGA fighter Ryan Garcia, who has millions of followers, he's a super, super famous Mexican-American fighter. He was a big Trump supporter. Even he came out today and said, "I can't stay silent. The Trump admin is being too aggressive." Many people who voted for Trump, whether they're farmers, whether they're Latino Americans, whether they're Muslim Americans that are now seeing things break out in the Middle East, they're like, "We got swindled." As Donald Trump launched his militarized crackdown in Los Angeles, the president and many of his advisors were convinced that deploying troops to the streets of a major American city would be good politics. And this is what happens when you remove any reality tests, any walls around Donald Trump that can allow him to have pushback in reality. Then he gets lost in the ether and thinks these insane dictatorial moves are popular. They maintain, three people familiar with the matter say, that immigration was one of Trump's strongest issues, that it helped get him back in the White House, and that his mass deportation program has polled well since the 2024 campaign. No matter the pushback to Trump sending in the troops from Democrats, the media, or protesters, Trump and his brain trust thought this was going to be a win. But just days into Trump's deployment of the National Guard troops, new public polling suggests that Trump's recent deportation operations and his decision to use the military are not boosting his approval ratings. In fact, Trump's latest power grab is tanking his numbers. And listen, Trump's general platform of immigration crackdowns polled well. However, it's beginning to falter underneath him. According to polling analysis done by G. Elliott Morris, Trump entered office with a strong positive approval rating. It appears the militarized incursion into Los Angeles is not playing well. A recent YouGov survey shows 47% of American adults disapprove of Trump ordering the Marines to LA, compared to just 34% who support it. That's basically like the floor of support that Trump will always have. In the same poll, 45% disapprove of the president using National Guard troops, with only 38% of respondents backing it. Now, this aligns with Wednesday's Quinnipiac poll that found 54% of respondents disapproving of Trump's handling of immigration, and that 56% disapprove of his handling of deportations. That means the majority disapprove. Make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts, because this is partly because of what we've done. We have relentlessly been covering everything, and I'd like to think, you know, the millions of views that we've pulled in together have made a difference, and we will continue to push forward. I mean, on top of that, Republican enthusiasm for Musk has been cooling as well. Tech billionaire Elon Musk has lost a lot of support with Republicans since his messy falling out. Fewer Republicans view Trump's one-time government efficiency bulldog very favorably compared with April, and you can see that his support is beginning to slowly decrease among Republicans in particular. In April, 38% of Republicans found him very favorable. Now it's down to 26, probably because he's beefing with Daddy Trump. Let's continue this video.
He is very much way underwater, at least in these two polls.
And this is overall approval. How about specifically on immigration?
Yeah, so immigration has been a strength for Donald Trump. That was why in the beginning of the week I said that Donald Trump wanted this fight. Maybe he shouldn't have wanted this fight.
Maybe he should not have wanted this fight, because like Donald Trump does, he overstepped and he messed it up.
Talking about here. Let's take a look at the net approval rating for Donald Trump on immigration. You go back to June 1, he was at plus 4 points. Look at where he is now, minus 2 points in the aggregate. That is a drop of 6 points. points in only about 2 weeks' time. The only thing that's happened over the last 2 weeks is obviously Donald Trump's ramped up immigration hawkish agenda. And at least at this particular point, the American people are saying, no, we do not like that. And they have turned against the president on his core strength issue of immigration. He is now underwater on the issue that has been strongest for him.
A bit of a turn, but it is happening this weekend. This weekend is the big military parade that the president, we know, has been pushing for.
Let me also say, while this military parade is happening tomorrow, Saturday, June 14th, there will also be no King's protests. I would very quickly like to promote the fact that I'm doing a live stream at the protest tomorrow. Please don't miss it. Comment below if you're going to make it. I just want to see who's excited. If you want to help support my crew and my travel, you can become a member below as well. If you can't, don't worry about it, but we don't have any outside investors, so it helps greatly. Check this out.
And is getting this time to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. There's been a lot of back and forth about concerns over cost and simply how much the hardware and military tanks are going to weigh, and could they damage even the roads? But still, it's moving ahead. But how are people feeling about it?
Yeah, you know, if immigration has not helped Donald Trump, maybe he wants to change the subject to this military parade. But take a look here.
The military parade is even more unpopular. Most people think it's not a good use of funds.
Government funds for the military parade, a good use of funds? Only 38% say yes, it is a good use of funds. How about not a good use? 60% say not a good use of funds. And get this, in the center of the electorate among independents, just 24% of independents say it is a good use of funds. This has simply been one of the worst polling weeks for Donald Trump that we've seen. You really only saw worse numbers around his 100th day. But at this particular point, Donald Trump is much more towards the trough of his popularity than the crest of it.
He is losing popularity. Let's double down and continue pushing. What about this? Majorities in key U.S. allies have no confidence in Trump's global leadership, meaning more than half the people in a lot of our closest countries don't even trust us. More than half of the population in key U.S. allies, including France, the United Kingdom, Germany, South Korea, and Japan, have no confidence in President Trump's leadership in world affairs, according to a new global survey by the Pew Research Center. People in 15 of 24 countries downgraded their ratings of the U.S. according to the survey of more than 28,000 people. In addition, majorities in almost every country surveyed described Trump as, quote, arrogant and dangerous. Yeah, these are the direct results of Donald Trump taking office and then immediately launching unilateral attacks against every single country, not only through trade, but also just through words, demeaning people, yelling at Zelensky, saying our European allies need to pick it up, saying that Canada should be our 51st state, demeaning our allies. So I'm not surprised that the majority of people in our allied countries don't support the United States. Really quickly, the federal government just crossed a dangerous line in multiple ways, not only with mobilizing the National Guard, not only mobilizing the Marines, but they are now investigating over 200 nonprofit groups, including food banks, churches, immigrant aid organizations, and not because of any evidence of wrongdoing, but because they disagree with their mission. That's it. These are groups that feed the hungry, shelter the vulnerable, and support our veterans. Now they're being dragged into political show trials with no proof, just partisan targeting. Senator Padilla, for example, was handcuffed at a press conference just for pushing back. That is not oversight, that is overreach. And if they can do this to a U.S. senator, if they can do this to U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops or Catholic orgs, they can do it to anyone. No matter who's in power, whether it's Trump or the next Democratic admin, we can't allow the government to be weaponized against civil society. If we normalize this now, if we don't call this out now, it won't stop at nonprofits. It'll then hit schools, churches, even you. So speak up before silence becomes the only legal option. But to continue here, in fact, most recent polls show the president's approval rating dropping. It's about 43%. Not only that, but we are losing respect from our allies. In everything Trump promised, we have seen the inverse. I just want to back up for 1 second. He said there would be no new wars. Well, we are seeing a massive war potentially sparking in the Middle East. We are seeing Russia gaining ground in Ukraine. He said he would end that on day one. He didn't do that. Almost every single thing he promised, he's done the inverse of, except for the mass deportations. And you know what the funny thing is there? Nobody believed him when he said he was going to do the mass deportations like this. Like, the Latino and Latina groups are saying, we didn't know this was going to happen. But then when Trump also said he was going to, like, you know, lower prices or do these great things, everyone believed him. So they believed the good things, and they thought the bad things were just bluster. Now people are figuring out Trump is only doing the bad things. The good things are not even there. That's why Elon Musk is increasingly unpopular. Though most Republicans continue to hold a positive view of Musk, for example, their diminished fervor suggests his vocal opposition to Trump's signature spending and tax cuts legislation may have cost him some enthusiasm, therefore power. That may have cost him some power. So I just want to back up and end this off by saying, when Trump is underground across every single issue, even immigration, even deportations, even the one key issue that was supposed to work in Trump's favor is now working against him, you know that he screwed up, and we will continue to push forward. We will continue to relentlessly cover this every single day, and we only do that with the help of you guys. So I want to say thank you for all of the help you've provided so far. Please make sure you're there at the stream tomorrow. It's completely free. If you're able to help support, become a member below. Love you all, and peace out.